burrito love pattern. Many people struggle with life, making money, making friends, creating potential romantic connections. One way to look at this is as the human condition. We all want the same stuff: food, money, social connections, companionship, sex, love. But getting these is far from easy. Often we think about these from an incorrect structure. Like, suppose I wanted a burrito. That is my goal. So I drive down to the burrito store. I trade some money for a burrito. I go back home and now I have a burrito. I wanted a burrito. I kicked off a set of behaviors to get a burrito. I was successful and now I have a burrito. I go back to my original state but with a burrito. So far, so good. But most of the things we want are not things. They are states of being. To get a specific thing, you do something, you get the thing, and then everybody lives happily ever after. But states of being are not things you get. They are things you need to create and, more importantly, maintain. Higher incomes, healthier bodies, mutually enjoyable and beneficial relationships. These are things you can't just get. And unless we're talking about health, all of these things involve other people. But so does the burrito. The burrito costs something obvious, $5. Burrito man wants $5. You want a burrito, so you make a trade. But with interpersonal skills, the trade is ongoing. They provide you with good feelings, but only if you also provide them with good feelings. This is the part most people don't quite understand. The more you want to get, the more you'll need to give. And sadly, many people today significantly overestimate how much they are giving. Both burrito seller and burrito buyer both agree beforehand on the price of a burrito, but we never really have any idea what other people want before we interact with them. Friends, bosses, coworkers, and potential lovers. So the only way is to interact with them for a while and hope for the best. Some won't be into you, but you'll be into them. Some you'll be into, but they won't be into you. The trick is to find somebody that you are into as much as they are into you. This is absolutely not easy. This is a kajillion times more complicated than buying a burrito. But there are ways you can significantly improve your chances. One way is how much you truly enjoy being yourself, how much you enjoy engaging with others, even if you never see them again. This is something you can learn, practice, and continue to get better at. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/confusion-generator.